The state is moving mental health and addiction services for low-income Ohioans into Medicaid-managed care by July 1st. But providers say this huge redesign is straining their finances and could shut some of them down. But a key lawmaker involved in legislation relating to this redesign says it's unlikely to be delayed. Republican Senator Dave Burke chairs the Joint Medicaid Oversight Committee, and he says he's heard the concerns about the redesign, including reducing payments for some services and increasing pay for others, and extending billing cycles from 7 days to 30 days. But he says the redesign is on schedule.
I would probably say that the movement around delay is almost non-existent. The movement's actually around finding remedies for the problems that we have at hand, and cash flow is the primary one.
Burke says one of those remedies could be cash advances to providers. More than 60% of providers who responded to a recent survey said they were getting less money than they budgeted for from Medicaid. And just over half said they have less than 2 months' worth of operating cash on hand. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.